Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PSP Projects Q2 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Krishna Patel from EY team. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shravani, and good evening, everyone. Welcome you all to PSP Projects Limited's Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. To take us through the results and to answer your questions, we have with us the management of PSP Projects, represented by Mr. Prahladbhai Patel, Chairman and MD, Ms. Pooja Patel, the Chief Executive Officer, and Ms. Hetal Patel, the Chief Financial Officer. Please note that the discussions that we may have today may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to the future events and future performance. Various factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements. Please note the audio of the earnings call is a copyright material of PSP Projects and cannot be copied, rebroadcast, attributed in press or media without specific written consent of the company. I would like to now hand over the call to Ms. Pooja Patel, the CEO, for her opening comments. Thank you, and over to you, Pooja.
Thank you, Krishna, for the introduction. Good evening, everyone, and welcome you all to the Q2 FY26 earnings call of PSP Projects Limited. The company reported revenue of 694 crore from operations for the quarter, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 20% and a quarter-on-quarter growth of 35%. For the half-year ending in this period, revenue stood at 1,206 crore, marking a modest year-on-year increase of 1.38%. The improved revenue performance is attributed to enhanced project execution, primarily driven by better workforce and labor availability. From mid-August 2025, operational execution strengthened following the end of the monsoon season, facilitating smoother workflow and timely progress across the projects. This recovery in labor and seasonal conditions positively impacted the company's overall operational efficiency and growth. During Q2 FY26, the majority of Adani Group's projects commenced mobilization, reflecting enhanced operational activity and resource development. This development is expected to generate sustained momentum in H2 FY26. During the quarter, the company set a world record by completing a continuous concrete pour of 24,000 cubic meters in just 54 hours for the foundation of 504-foot Vishnu Umiyadhaam Temple in Ahmedabad. This achievement, recognized by the Golden Book of World Records, represents the world's largest rough foundation for the religious structure and a significant milestone in civil engineering. The project generated 37 crore rupees revenue in Q2 FY25 for work that would have normally taken 3 months. This accomplishment highlights exceptional efficiency, coordination, and engineering excellence in delivering a high-value infrastructure project ahead of the schedule. As of 31st September 2025, the company reported an outstanding order book of rupees 9,883 crore, a year-on-year growth of 51%. The order inflow was at rupees 4,010 crore, excluding GST, during the same period. Of the current outstanding order book, Adani Projects comprises of 56%, and balance are non-Adani projects. During Q2 FY26, the company successfully completed five projects: construction and implementation work of student dormitories, new academic block, JSW School of Public Policy and Sports Complex, work of faculty housing and staff housing, and supply and testing and commissioning of lift at CIIE Building, new campus, IIM Ahmedabad, new campus. Precast project for Mundra Solar Manufacturing at Mundra, Astral House Phase 3 for Astral Limited, EPC Precast Building for Mundra Petrochem Limited. Now, let me share certain project-level updates. The work execution at Ahmedabad Airport Cluster has sped up strongly, with reasonable work finishing at a faster pace. The GVRC project is going on a steady and as per planning. The SMC and RVNL projects are going smoothly now. we see a good execution and numbers flowing in quarter H2, FY26, due to finishing MEP facade and interior activities taking place in this project. At GIFT City project, the execution has been working fine post labor improvement and monsoon. The work is going as per revised schedules. The Rahul Dam project is progressing with only two land acquisition components pending, which are expected to be finalized by November 25. The development work, which is in horizontal project, has been temporarily paused due to the monsoon, but has now resumed leveraging the available work front. At GMC, the problem is still persist. Work is on hold due to land acquisition. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Ms. Hetal Patel, to share the financial performance of the company in detail.
Thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter ended September 30th, 2025 is as below. Quarter 2 FY26 versus Quarter 2 FY25. Revenue for operations for the quarter is 694 crores versus 578 crore, increased by 20% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the quarter is at rupees 48 crore versus 39 crore, is increased by 24% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin is at 6.93% versus 6.72%. Net profit for the quarter is around it's 15 CR versus 11 CR, increased by 33% on YOY basis. During the quarter under review, other expenses include ECL provision made to the extent of 3.64 CR as against 75 lakhs in Quarter 2 FY25. So it shows the increase on quarter on quarter basis. Year on year basis also it is increased. During Quarter 2 FY26, company has incurred capex of 41 CR. Gross block as on September 30th, 25 is 683 CR and net block is 325 CR. Would like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as on 30th September 25. Long-term borrowing 36 crores, which includes short-term maturity of 26 CR. Short-term borrowing 314 CR, excluding short-term maturities of 26 CR. Net unbilled revenue of 603 CR. Retention is 156 CR. Mobilization advance 486 CR. Inventories of 323 CR comprises of 158 CR of construction materials, 144 CR of work in progress, and 21 CR of finished goods. Out of total sanctioned credit facilities of ₹1,497 crores, company has utilized 757 crores, including fund-based utilization of 238 CR and ₹502 CR available for utilization. As on September 30th, 25, the company has total fixed deposit of 224 CR, out of which lien free deposit of 36 CR and FDs worth rupees 163 CR are under lien with the banks for credit facilities, and FD worth rupees 25 CR is given to the clients as security deposit. Work on hand as on September 30th, 25 is 9,883 CR. The detailed bifurcation is available in the uploaded presentation. That concludes the update on financials. So we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Ravini, we will now go with the Q&A, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their headsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line Shravan Shah from company Dolat Capital.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear us, sir?
Yeah, very well.
Hi, sir. Sir, before asking a question, just one humble request. If you can upload the presentation at least 1-2 hours before the call, would be a great. So that's a humble request. Now in terms of the questions, before question, just a clarification. I think Pooja ma'am have said that the order inflow till date is 4010 crore, but I think in presentation is the number is slightly different. So just to clarify that.
No, order inflow for the quarter. What is there in the presentation, sir?
It is 3185 crore in 1H
FR26. It should not be a mistake, but I think I'll check it whether the total outstanding order book of 988 is the final order book as of today.
No. Order book is fine. I'm saying a fresh order inflow in this year till date is how much, sir?
Yeah, that is
4010 for the quarter.
Yeah, so okay, for this quarter 2Q you are saying.
Yeah.
And in the first quarter we were having 110. So till date, matlab till 17th October for this year, how much order inflow value if you can once again specify?
It is 4010.
Okay. No, 4010 is for second quarter. In one quarter, we have announced 110 odd crore. So that's what I'm asking. In FY26 till date, the total order inflow, fresh order inflow.
It is including everything. It is including everything. It is as of 30th September 2025. It is 4010.
Okay, got it. And second, sir, clarification. So now we have stopped announcing the project-wise order win announcement on the exchanges because this is I'm seeing in the presentation and right now, despite getting the whatever the orders we have got from the Adani, we haven't announced on the exchanges.
So it is a company for which they have decided as and when the quarter results are coming, you can declare the orders whatever we have received. But as this is not a compulsion on the SEBI to declare, it depends on company to company.
Okay, got it. So now coming to the simple basic question. So we have already got 4,100 odd crore orders. So now for full year or balance, how much more we are looking at, and there also, if you can also specify how much from Adani and how much from others, and for next year, if possible, how much order inflow are we looking at, and whether how much is from Adani?
See, presently our bid book is comprising of two large projects. One is from India Dam of 500 crore and Tempo Development in Ambaji. 805 crore, so about 1300 crore we are bidding for out of Adani Group, and rest 7000 crore we are bidding for Adani Group. So presently the bid book is at the stage of 8500. So probably even if it can turn out to be a project of 7000 out of everything, we will end at about 16000 crore order book at the end of March 26. And if we can make a revenue of 2000 crore plus from here, so maximum it will be topping 15,000 outstanding order book at March 26.
Okay, got it. So 4,000 plus 7,000 more, so total around 11,000 odd crore for full year order inflow that we are looking at for this year, and 2,000 crore revenue in. 2,000 crore revenue in the second half that we are looking at. So combining put together for full year revenue, we are looking at around 3,200 odd crore.
3,200+, right.
Yeah, got it. And for next year, sir, how much order that we are looking as a fresh order inflow?
See, probably the way the pace of the project which we are getting from the group and the total CapEx the group is having, depending on our full year performance and stabilization of the project which they already given, probably it should be in the same range for next year also.
Okay, got it. So then, given this, the order inflow for this year will obviously support the extra execution the next year. So next year, how one can look at in terms of the revenue?
If we consider more than 20%, it will be somewhere in the range of 4,000+.
Okay, 4,000+. Okay, got it. And then broadly, all the Adani projects would be having 1.5-2-year kind of a completion period?
No, there are different scale of projects. So there it is ranging from 500-600 crore to 1,500-1,800 crore. So some of the projects are up to 3 years, and some of the projects are at 24.
Okay, okay. And lastly, on the margin front, sir, so because that's the one where we are not seeing a kind of improvement. So how one can look at now in the second half, how much, and for next year onwards, how one can look at EBITDA margin?
See, margin, as I originally said, as when the revenue will start, we should be in a position to stabilize at 8%-9%.
So in second half also, that kind of a number, 8% kind of, is this possible?
Because, yes, we can address. This year, this quarter also, if you see, it is 7%, and due to heavy monsoon, we could have made about 100 crore more revenue, and if that revenue could have been done, we should have landed more than 7.5%. But just because of heavy monsoon and continued monsoon till October, you must have seen in Navratri also, it was a monsoon in Ahmedabad. So all the whole quarter was full of monsoon, but still we were able to make a good revenue in spite of this heavy monsoon. So we have almost reached to that level of expectation of 8%, but just because of the monsoon, the sales were less, and the expenses remained the same.
Got it. And lastly, sir, working capital has increased in terms of the days, particularly the debtor days. So how one can look at in terms of the working capital days? So if I just look at inventory, debtor, and creditor, so there the particularly the debtor days has increased decently, 20-odd days from June quarter and even from March also. So for full year, how one can look at the overall working capital?
Shravan, for this time, like this quarter, sales majority has been booked in September because July there was a part of like less booking because of monsoon and labor shortage. So post mid-August and September, majority of sales was booked. So all those receivables are still there in our books. And if we see by this 17th, we have received quite considerable amount, and because of that, that hike is there in receivable days. Otherwise, other balances are on a similar line with earlier.
Also, Shravan, if you see that the mobilization advance which we are receiving from the Adani Group is almost on track, but due to some of the payment, as Jaiswal said, that the booking is just done at the end of the May. So major payments from Sabarmati River Front, Dharoli, Narayanpura Sports Complex, and Surat Metro Corporation, those payments are little bit stretched. So that's the only reason that days have gone up. But otherwise, I think we should, in the third quarter, because of the advances which we are getting from group, we should stabilize in terms of working capital.
Okay, okay. And yeah, I have a couple of more questions will come in queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial.
Yeah. Sir, on the UP project, yeah, on the UP project, what was the cost that you have incurred in second quarter?
I think it is negligible.
UP project is not much. So this time there is no significant cost incurred, and whatever we have incurred, we have raised similar invoice also. There is no effect on profitability because of UP project.
And going ahead also, we should not expect now any one-off from UP?
No.
Yes, yes, no expenses will be there.
Okay. Ma'am, secondly, you mentioned that mob advance is around 486 odd crores. That's the correct number, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so there has been a substantial increase in the first half. So it is largely from the Adani Group, the incremental mob advance?
Yes, yes, yes.
And out of this, what would be the interest-bearing portion?
There is no interest-bearing portion as of now, because all of these advances are interest-free.
No, from the overall number of 486 crores.
Yeah, overall number now, as of today, there are no interest-bearing portion.
We had the interest-bearing, and because of the UP, there was an mobilization and not interest-bearing interest. Now, all the projects mostly are from Adani Group and other projects which we are already having, they will not have any mobilization and not with interest.
So, 486 crores is entirely interest-free?
Yes.
And that should be the trend going ahead as well, because largely we will be taking credits from Adani Group.
Yeah.
Okay. And then lastly, what is the pending money to be received from SDB?
That is 90 crore.
90 crore.
So when do we, are you targeting, I think, October sometime? So any update on that?
They promised for us to be, they promised me that they will be able to stabilize by Diwali. But before 1 week only, I wrote a letter and they had a call one with me. As they have agreed to be with interest now, and as they still struggling with the sale of the offices, and most of the offices still are closed, so they have requested that please continue for some time. And as and when we get stabilized, we will first pay to you only. But now they have considered interest as a part of the payment.
So can we expect some inflow maybe in Q4, or it should be largely in next year only?
It is very difficult, but yes, all the government is even trying that SDB should stabilize, because this is one of the largest building made of diamond boost, diamond merchant. So now they are trying to put gold merchant also and jewelry merchant also and some of the textile merchant also. Putting all these together, government wants that this building should get live as soon as possible.
Okay. And then lastly, we received order into the almost 4,000 crores. So any color or detail on which were the orders or value of your orders?
I think we uploaded on that.
Yeah, if you see on the presentation itself, we have mentioned high value orders. So one is Navbharat Mahim, that is 1,300 crore. And there are other projects also from Adani Group that that is already shared on the presentation.
So these are one in Q2.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And lastly, what is the CAPEX guidance for FY26?
Overall CAPEX guidance, I can say that it should be in the range of 3 to 4%, but probably this time, as we have bought a lot of high-value crane for precast, so can cross to 4 or 4.5, but that will be the maximum.
And first of what we have done?
First
half CAPEX in first half?
Yes, first half, that is 80 CR.
Okay.
40 CR in the second half, in totality 80.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vishal. Vishal, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Vishal from, you can hear me, right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So I think couple of questions. One is on order inflow. You did mention, like, you know, 4,000 crore worth of order that we have received. So is it fair to say that's largely 100% is from the Adani Group?
Yeah, you can say majorly it is from Adani Group.
Right, sir. And then in your commentary, you did mention, like, you know, for the second half, there is a bid book. I mean, it's almost like 7,000 odd crore. So if one has to understand, sir, is it like, you know, we bid for the project or mostly these projects are a nomination to us? How exactly things work when we get Adani order?
Well, are you talking about Adani Group?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Usually it is always a bid, or sometimes depending on the situation, what type of project it is and what group it is making up. So it can be negotiation also. But once it is to be bidded, that is for sure. But later it is then calculated and understood how the exact it was on cost plus percentage and what percentage it should be. But it is then negotiated.
Okay. And maybe the same thing, if one has to understand from a P&L and balance sheet point of view. So since I think it's been couple of quarters, we have already got couple of Adani orders, and earlier also we were getting orders which were non-Adani. So how things have changed for us? One is in terms of margin, second in terms of the working capital. So how different, because I think you did mention the mobilization advance that we are receiving is largely interest-free. So how things are different for us now?
Now one thing which we have already mentioned in the first quarter also is after joining partnership with Adani, they themselves have a CapEx of more than 2 lakh crore in next 1.5 to 2 years. So probably the performance of the company and more we can increase our capabilities, there will be huge order inflow from the company itself. At the same time, the conditions of contract, the way it is decided with Adani Group, it is 10% mobilization advance, and most of the payments are approved within 7 days for 75%, and maximum to 30 days, less 25% is approved. So probably this will help company a lot in terms of reducing the debt level and at the same time minimize our working capital days also.
Okay. And in terms of margins, anything you'd like to say?
The margin, I think we have already been saying, and we have been working on that line only, so it should be in the range of 8+. But more and more orders we start and more our strength to deliver the projects, I think once the revenue generation start from each and every project once out of the foundation, we should stabilize at around 8.
Okay. And maybe one last thing from me. In P&L, you did mention there is a one-off of ECL. So this is pertaining what, if you can clarify, and will this kind of continue in quarter three and four going ahead?
Yeah, see, for quarter two, the ECL provision is 3.64. That is purely based on the ECL working formula as per Ind AS. It's not particularly for any specific project.
So, generally, like, you know, there is a delay in recovery. It is actually ECL is linked to that, or probably working capital receivable days are more than that. So what exactly one should link this to, and how, is it like percentage to sales or something like that that can helpful to us?
Yeah, so that format, what we decide is like, whenever this receivable goes beyond 90 days or 60 days, or that percentage increases. So based on that, we have already accumulated around 30 plus CR of ECL. And yeah, Pandharpur ECL we have fully provided. So the receivable of from Pandharpur 17-18 CR has been provided.
Okay, so out of 30 CR, we have provided largely as on our first half books that we have closed.
Yes.
Okay. Sure, ma'am, and thanks for answering all the questions. Thank you, sir, and congratulations for pretty strong set of order inflow. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Lokesh Kashikar from SMIFS Institutional Equities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for giving the opportunity. Most of the questions have been answered. Just one question from my side. Sir, we have been struggling on the labor situation during Q1, where the shortfall was closer to around 37% from the desired level. How has been the situation in Q2, and where do you see that improving to, considering that we have had a strong inflow during the quarter and the need for the labor has increased for us?
See, basically the labor requirement was, there was a deficit in the first quarter, of course, and after first quarter, by July onwards, there is a full availability of labor. But just because of heavy monsoon in Gujarat, it went up to August and September, so that has impacted on revenue, but not because of the labor availability. Presently also we can say there can be a shortfall of 10-12% just because of old Diwali. But overall, the full strength of labor is available now as what we have done in the second quarter. And probably third quarter also will be in better position as now availability of labor will not be an issue to the company.
Okay. And sir, for the Adani projects, where do you see that our precast elements would be largely used, or it's a combination? Or do you see it's a combination of labor or the work at site on the and the precast elements?
Our precast plant is based in Gujarat, so probably we have got almost four projects of Adani Group which we are going to start in precast. So most of the four projects are now in foundation. So once the raft foundation is over, the erection of the precast element will start. So probably next month we are starting one project, and probably by December we'll be in position to start three more projects in terms of precast, Adani Group, Nishant Tigran.
Okay. Fine, sir. That was the question from my side.
Thank you. The next question will be from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, on the working capital cycle, it's been increased to 102 days from 65 days by last year. It's majorly larger jump in receivable days. And I just want to understand how do you look at working capital cycle by end of the year? Because last quarter you have mentioned bank fund-based utilizations will come down by Q3, majorly by 5-10% utilization advances from Adani side. And also you can share guidance about what kind of net debt to EBITDA we are targeting by end of this year.
See, because what we are receiving today, we are having sufficient advance from Adani Group. But just because of the sales bill in the last month of September, most of the payments of government has been delivered just in the month of October. And there was a long-term debt from the museum, Narayanpura Sports Complex and Dharohi, which has put these figures, though there was a huge advance from Adani Group. We were not able to reduce our working capital days, but probably in third quarter, we should be in position to sit like that.
Sir, how much advance we have received from Adani Group? In that other current liabilities shows? Yes, sir.
It is 486.
It is around 400 CR.
486.
That is total outstanding.
Okay.
It is between 150 to 400 CR we have received.
Okay. That other current liability shows nearly 547 crore. Like, what portion represents the mobilization advances from clients and what portion is trade payables?
See, other current liability does not include a trade payable. That is separately mentioned. So what bifurcation you require?
Approximate or works, madam?
Yeah, so that mainly includes 544 CR, mainly includes this mobilization advance. Majority amount is 486 CR is mobilization outstanding.
Okay, madam. Madam, on the project side, I think some of the projects have been delayed by clients. Yes,
there is an air disturbance.
Right now it's clear, madam.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Yes,
yes,
go ahead.
Madam, some of the projects have been delayed by client side, especially like SMC, GMC, Tarai Dam and FinTech building. And if there is any overrun cost happen, these costs are we can able to recover from the client side, or we have to take care of that?
See, the project which we in the initial speech did was GMC only. GMC is related to road development, so there is can be a position of the encroachment of the shop owners and everything. So rest of the projects, nothing is delayed by government. It was majorly because of the monsoon. And when we are in the foundation part, that has been little bit delayed by monsoon. And our previous quarter also, it was because of a non-availability of labor. And this quarter, if you can consider, then it was more related to impact of monsoon. Otherwise, the project delay from government side is only GMC, which is not a usually project. This is more than 140 crore project.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Invex Capital LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I have a clarification question. We mentioned our order pipeline as 7,000 crores for the Adani Group and 1,300 crores for others, right?
That's what we are bidding, right?
Yeah, that's a bit like current bid pipeline, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, our order inflow expectation for the year is 11,000 crores, right? Total.
Pardon me?
Total order inflow expectation for FY26 is 11,000 crores, right?
Right.
Okay, so basically, currently till now we have won 4,000 crores and we are expecting almost the ones in pipeline to be won by us.
Yeah.
Understood. And sir, in this other projects, can you just highlight some projects in Adani and others? Which are these projects we are bidding for?
See, I said there are two projects from government side. One is for the one project from government side and one project for private temple. So two projects conclude about 1,300 crore and rest 7,000 crore comes from Adani Group.
Okay, understood. So, have we seen any traction regarding any projects from, say, the Commonwealth Games side which we are hearing which will come up in 2030?
No, probably there we are into discussion and what we have heard before 2 days and now it is being declared that Ahmedabad is going to sponsor, host Commonwealth, and we have heard from the market also that the designs and everything is ready, so probably the camera should come and any time after Diwali.
Okay. And sir, for to build that, do we have the necessary limits or we need to increase our limits or anything?
What?
Regarding liability limits, you are talking about?
No, if you bid for some big projects, do we have the necessary limits outside of the Adani Group if you want to bid some big projects?
We are focusing more on Adani Group because we already have a large order group from Adani. But at the same time, group privileged projects like Commonwealth or stadium projects or some temple projects of Apache or Somnath, then the size of the projects will be more than 800 to 1,000 crore. Of course, we will be bidding because the qualifying criteria will help us for a niche competition.
Understood, sir. And sir, from the pending receivables which we have, do you have anything pending on the Pandharpur side as well?
Yeah, Pandharpur, there is outstanding of 17 to 18 CR. So that we have already provided for. And okay. Arbitration process is going on for that.
Okay. Are you hopeful to get anything in this year?
Pandharpur, I can't expect, but the Bhiwandi is almost at the age of, at the verge of hearing. So probably if the government is having money and if they do not go to further court of matter, then I think we should have something on the Bhiwandi matter.
So how much is the Bhiwandi amount?
The only award we cannot say today, but it is in at the hearing stage. Our claim was about 250 crore.
Okay, 250 crore we have claimed.
Yeah, it was a claim.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next call, the next question is from the line Ankita Sharma from Elara Capital. Ma'am, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Ankita Shah. So congratulations on a very strong order intake. So what has been the share of precast revenues in the first half of this year?
No, we are not having that separate amount. So basically, we are supplying precast to our existing projects. So there are no direct sale except L&T. So that L&T sale is around 30 CR.
30 CR.
Achha, okay. Baki everything is included in our total number only combined.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Got it. And do you expect any strong pickup here and any further additions in capacity?
Look, capacity, as we said that previously also, we have almost done on the infrastructure side. We have that capacity to be limited to 5. Presently, we are having an order from 4 projects from Adani. So, as and when these projects requirement goes up and these L&T orders are getting over by L&T, maximum by February. So we will have a lot of space. Just it will be a capex in terms of little bit machinery. So we have that space as and when the requirement comes up. We have that infrastructure ready, only the machinery which we may have to buy. Otherwise, the capacity is there.
Got it. So if at all it is there, it might only come in next financial year.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for opportunity again. Sir, again, just a clarification on this 4010 order into 4,000 crore. So these three orders that we have given in the presentation on slide 19, that value totals around 2,960. So 1,000 crore plus number, 1,100 crore number is missing. So can you help? Is there any other Adani project which is not included there?
See, I just pick out whatever Adani projects included in this. There is one skilled workers accommodation, 813 CR in Mundra. So that is there maybe already. Then one precast civil work for Tower C, Shantigram, that is 406 CR. Then ACC corporate house, we have interior work orders, that is 160 CR. And there are miscellaneous other 90 CR of order, that is guest house, leadership guest house at Shantigram. So, and a couple of more such orders are there.
Okay. And sir, just to again try to understand, so let's say if we get this 7,000 crore and by end of this year, 2,000 crore more revenue in second half, so 15,000 crore kind of order book at the end of the FY26, then we should be doing a much higher revenue for FY27, so still we are saying a 4,000 crore, which is kind of a 20% growth. So, not able to predict.
When we have a large order book, we should be able to perform in a better way. But presently, what is happening, all the projects are... See, when we talk about Mumbai sheet piling and excavation usually takes a lot of time. For us also, the two projects of Dharavi, we started since last 4 months. And that we have not started on excavation part. So little bit challenge in the substructure part. Once you are out of superstructure, you can plant something on the river side. But till the buildings are in substructure, it is little difficult. As and when we start and everything goes fine, we should be in the confidence to deliver more than 4,000 crore. You are absolutely right. At the verge of outstanding order book of 15,000 crore, we should be in a position to deliver more than 4,000 crore.
Got it.
Yeah, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. As this was the last question, now I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of the management of PSP Project Limited, we thank you all for joining us on our post-earnings call today. We have been able to address majority of your queries. You may reach out to me or our investor relations partner, EY, for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect you with offline. Wishing you all a happy Diwali. Moderator, we can now close the call. Thank you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PSP Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.